A new organization aims to raise awareness about sexual assault. It's called Honey. KUER's Andreas Martin has more.
Meet the founders of Honey.
My name is Taylor Rippey Monson.
And my name is Taylor Jarman.
They're good friends, and they discovered recently that they share more than their first names. Taylor Jarman and Taylor Rippey Monson have both been victims of sexual assault.
There's something about hearing that coming out of the mouth of, you know, one of your best friends that really lights a fire. Like, there's something that I need to do here because this isn't okay. And if I've experienced this and you've experienced this, how many others are suffering and not talking about it?
They decided to start an organization focused on victim advocacy and education. But what to call it? Munson remembers looking at a spoonful of honey during a brainstorming session with Jarman.
You have this beautiful, pure, natural thing, but it can also be kind of sticky and destructive.
Jarman says they want to develop educational programs in Utah for students at all levels, parents and community members.
We do feel like education is huge in our organization so that somebody can grow up and know what rape means. I personally didn't know. I didn't know what rape consisted of, and so now that I do, I'm realizing how much I struggled not knowing what it was.
Munson and Jarman are not counselors or clinicians, but they say they can connect people to those resources. They aim to serve as a bridge to tell their stories of sexual assault and help others do the same.
We feel like being able to share experiences and start a conversation is such an essential component of being able to stop it in the first place. If no one knows that it's happening and it's not being acknowledged, how are we going to take action to make it end?
You can find more information on their website, thetasteofhoney.org. Andreas Martin, KUER News.